Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from Toon Yard.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
It's time for another edition of Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, Dead brings us to life with their lo-fi indie jams. The band consists of members Emily Kempf, Jason Bala, and Eric McGrady. The trio started 7 years ago in Chicago. They say the city's supportive scene gave them the push they needed to succeed. Here's what they told KEXP DJ Larry Mizell Jr.
Yeah, it's like no competition. Everyone's like hustling together, up together, rather than like against each other. And I feel like that's special and, unique to Chicago.
Emily and Jason started the band not just as a musical outlet, but also a romantic one. So when their relationship ended, you'd have thought the band would be over too. But instead of seeing the breakup as a dead end, I belong in the punitentiary. Emily and Jason realized their chemistry as musicians is far more important than that.
I wouldn't suggest it to anyone, but also I think we just love playing music together, and it just sort of sorted itself, almost like the cosmos were like, you must be in a band, so just deal with it. But I feel like we have a very healthy relationship, the three of us, and we just kept being friends and kept playing together, and it wasn't really that dramatic. It was just a natural shift.
Yeah, and it's been a long time, and like we each have like, you know, I have a partner, and Emily is out there in the world living it up, and we're just like enjoying life, you know. Yeah. So it's like it's nice to be.
I have my mini lovers, is what you mean.
It's a powerful lesson, folks. I hope you're taking notes. They say love conquers all, but so does music, especially when love isn't pulling its fair share.
Empty in my mind.
Since they started in 2015, Dead has released 4 albums. Most recently, Blue Skies came out earlier this year on Fat Possum Records. All of today's songs are off the record. And if you like what you hear today, you can catch them on tour across Europe and the United States. By the way, if you're not already seeing it in writing, the band's name is spelled D-E-H-D. Edgy? Yeah. A smart decision for being found easily on the internet? Definitely. Here's Dead, live on KEXP.
Because you know it only takes a minute. Yeah, I start out fine, but then I'm in it. And the fever in my head starts to take its toll. Need you here the most. I'm out of control.
You just heard Dead with the songs Control and Bad Love.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Dead.
Stars above, I keep too much. My heart ain't strong enough for me. I can't keep up. My heart ain't strong enough.
And that was our live session with Dead. You heard the song Stars and Window. That was Dead's first time performing at our studios under the Space Needle, but that wasn't Dead's first time performing for KEXP. Remember those early days of the pandemic when the future of live music was super shaky? Well, in 2020, Dead gave us the gift of an exclusive set performed from their studio. Here's Dead, live on KEXP, at home. Underwater.
You can't.
Just heard Dead with the songs Longer and No Time. They performed live on KEXP at Home back in 2020. Thanks to our partnership with BECU, we're proud to bring you Live on KEXP Volume 10. It's a compilation featuring 19 of our favorite tracks performed live on KEXP over the years. There are some real treasures here. Rare performances from Presidents of the United States of America, Barbie Recanati, Modest Mouse, and more. It'll be available for digital download on Bandcamp, but it's also going to be pressed as vinyl. Learn more at kexp.org/volume10. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long, Julian Martlew, and Roddy Nickpour, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.